Hey friends, this is Josh and Katie Walters.
We've been married for 22 years, have 7 kids, and are on staff at our local church, run a nonprofit out of Togo, West Africa, and have been to hell and back with each other.
We love connecting with couples who want to keep it real, talk about where they are and what they're going through, but who are also committed to growing and getting to a new place.
Like any family, our days are long and the weeks are busy. A good date night can be hard to come by, whether it's a walk around the neighborhood
or a fancy night out. This podcast will tee up a topic each week to help ensure your conversation is building intimacy. Let's jump in.
Each week on the podcast, we'll spend a few minutes introducing a question. We'll let you in on how we've processed it and invite you to go and do the same. Typically, we'll take a few minutes to set you up with a question for your date night. And in this episode, we want to talk about how do we start dreaming together?
It really is an interesting question. And of all the questions on the second episode, if you were to think through what would be some important, interesting, engaging conversations we can have on date night, this one is just a little odd to me because in the thick of life, you wouldn't think that it's really important that we're able to dream together. But I feel like when we were younger, first started dating in college, and we dreamed all the time.
It was all we did on date nights.
Exactly. Because we didn't have anything else.
No, you're just thinking about your future.
Exactly. We didn't have money. We didn't really have opportunity. And so all we did was dream. But now, when there's 7 kids, full-time jobs, the weightiness of life, it's like as the years go by, you can get busy living life, maintaining life, managing life, and stop dreaming about what is really in our heart.
Totally.
What has God called us to?
The thing about dreaming is there's so much involved with it that's about curiosity. Like the dreams in your heart are unique to you and different than the ones in mine. Mm. And I think those early days of dating and going on date nights, it's just all curiosity. Like you don't know any of your old stories, but you definitely don't know what's in your heart for the future. Yeah. And so when you stop dreaming together, it's almost like you stop being curious about what that other person kind of sees. What's their, you know, vision, which we say is the definition of that is just a clear mental picture of a preferred future. But we have different preferred futures, right? So I think it's such an important question to start dreaming together again.
And it's a little tricky because I feel like you're naturally, I don't know if there's such thing as a better dreamer, but your dreams are just better than mine.
I feel like there's probably one person in every relationship, even you listening, who's like one person's a little bit more in their head, a little bit more, you know, of a dreamer than the other person.
Yeah, I feel like I hear you more naturally and more often dreaming about the future and wanting to paint a picture in your mind of what it's going to look like, feel like, and just how far away it is. And so I do think it's a great question. And like in most things, maybe the easiest way to start the conversation is by thinking about a couple that you can visualize, that you know you've had some interaction with, that can help you really wrestle with dreaming. And the couple that comes to mind for me is Andrew and Tylina. What do
you think? That's right, for sure. So Andrew and Tylina, we met one time in person, and they were so inspiring. They were fun and flirty and vivacious, and they were both pretty good dreamers, I think.
Yeah.
But we asked them, you know, some things that they ask each other and ways that they get started dreaming. Because I do think when you're going on your date night and you want to start dreaming together, language and these questions are everything. It helps you kind of pull this stuff out of each other.
Yeah.
And so the question they asked was, wouldn't it be cool if? It took all the pressure off of
which
goals
is really
and
more
dreaming.
Of a phrase, right?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool if? Well, then they had to answer, like, wouldn't it be cool if what?
Yeah.
So that's the question for this date night is, wouldn't it be cool if? And you can let the person that maybe is the bigger dreamer. I mean, I could go on and on about that question for 2 hours.
What if my answer to that question was just, wouldn't it be cool if I made your dreams come true?
Well, and then I would say,
all of the what ifs you have.
Awesome. Let's do that. But let's also figure out if you have a dream I can make come true, because that's the whole idea of marriage, right?
There you go.
And there are things in your heart that are so unique and specific to you, but wouldn't it be cool if kind of takes the pressure off? And when you go on your date, I want every couple to just be free, be fun with this question. Just spout off things. Like I tell you all the time, I'm like, wouldn't it be cool if I bought you a G-Wagon? Yeah. You would love that.
I love that you think that way. This is true.
I don't care anything about cars, but Josh does. So I'm like, let's just, you know, be fun with it. Don't make it have to be the right answer or so much pressure.
So what would you say? You're in the hot seat. How would you answer? Oh. Wouldn't it be cool if?
Wouldn't it be cool if? So I would say like, you know, short-term things, I would say, wouldn't it be cool if on Saturdays we really had a Sabbath as a family? Like, you know, we created moments together. We didn't have a ton on our plate and schedules. That would be a big, like, wouldn't it be cool if we took the boys somewhere for spring break? Y'all can totally see the kind of person I am right now. I'm looking for fun and relaxation. But wouldn't it be cool if we paid someone to do all our laundry? You know, this is all like very carnal, short-term things.
Okay.
So you can start with short-term, or if you want me to go long-term.
If I could dream, I mean, cool to pay somebody to do all of our laundry. Like, I don't even know how to phrase this, but wouldn't it be cool if I was talking with our friend Brittany. I was like, I'm so proud of you. I was like, that's such an adult thing to do.
To go to the dentist?
Yeah, it was like an oil change. There was nothing wrong. She was just going for a little checkup, cleaning, regular maintenance.
Goodness and dental cleaning.
Totally. But it made me think, like, wouldn't it be cool if I could have help scheduling all of the adult management maintenance things of life?
Yes.
Dermatology appointment, dentist appointment, physical. I don't even know. There's probably some stuff I don't want to do that I'm going to need to start doing. My personal oil change.
Everybody's date night is ruined right now.
Yeah.
But that's so good, babe. Okay. This is part of why we want to dream together and why you want to ask this question, because what we just saw is what's in both of our hearts, which we kind of know, but couples need to know this about each other. You feel a lot of pressure for management and faithfulness and all of that, and I want to help alleviate that. And I feel a lot of pressure for fun and relaxation and moments, and you also want to help those dreams come true. But it's good to know.
I will say, though, right now, what's interesting to the question is that I feel like we are, in a lot of ways, living into some of our wouldn't it be cool if questions from years ago. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be cool if we wrote a book together? Wouldn't it be cool if we got speak together?
Got another one for you right now. Wouldn't it be cool if we hosted a talk show? It could happen.
Wouldn't it be cool if we downsized? We talked about that for a long time.
That's right. Wouldn't it be cool if we worked our budget so that we could feel some financial freedom?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool if we saw a unicorn? That would be.
Wouldn't it be cool if Katie stopped ordering on Amazon?
Wouldn't it be cool if I didn't know all the Amazon delivery men by first name?
It's so true. But okay, here's another long-term one. Wouldn't it be cool if we had a marriage missions trips? We hosted them in Togo at the House of Peace.
That would be very cool.
So cool.
You're right. Well, I will say also that one of the things that's like challenging for me in this, for all of the stuff that you might throw out, my tendency is to think through logistics. Like, how could we do that? When would we do that? How could we make that? And so, as you're asking,
is she going to be unhappy if this doesn't happen?
She thinks she wants that. That is not a dream. That's a nightmare. She would hate that. And so, just to say, when you're asking the question, wouldn't it be cool if, don't let yourself slip into shooting holes in it, knocking it down. Because a lot of times, I think you'll come out with dreams and I'll be the one that will shut it down because I seem critical, negative.
That's right.
And I jump into, how could that possibly happen mode when it's just not the time for it? It's okay for you to hear each other. Yes. Dream out loud. Have some things in your heart that you wonder, could this be possible?
Let's redo the rules of date night. Like, this is about curiosity and fun. If you're dating, the very first time you've taken me on a date and we're sitting eating pizza and sipping wine and I tell you one day I want to host a talk show, you're immediately not going to be like, never going to happen. Looks like that's not in the cards for you. You know, there's no pressure to figure out when do these dreams come true. You just got to start dreaming together again.
That's right. And what's amazing about it in terms of like what you're capable of personally, who our God is that like there was a moment in time he knew you before he knit you together in your mother's womb that he thought like, man,
there's going to be some dreams in her heart.
Like, I want to make her in my image. I'm going to knit her together. And so each of you, God's prepared good works in advance for you to do. He's uniquely made you, gifted you. When we get silly talking about someone to, you know, if we could pay someone to do our laundry or wouldn't it be cool if I had a G-Wagon, it's like there's a lot of silly materialistic things that you could let your mind go that are helpful and good just because it's needed to help you start dreaming again. But it's also really important to remember that we serve a God who has crazy things in store for your future, and that if you stop dreaming, if you limit what you're capable of or what your future could look like based on what you could accomplish, there's a really good chance you'll never step into it.
That's right. Wouldn't it be cool if I could go to bed every night with the man God made for me?
Come on.
The most handsome. You know, what an incredible gift marriage is. So always let's end our date nights on that, you know, positive future focus notes that God has got us. I'm going to pray for us. Lord, we love you. We thank you so much for marriage. We thank you that you have put these crazy dreams in our hearts. They're so unique and they're so individual. And I just pray for each and every person listening, each couple when they go on their date nights. Lord, help us to start dreaming again. Help us to know we have this right estimation of who we are. We are so carnal and there's so many weaknesses that we have and so many growth areas, but help us to see who you are. You are the most incredible God. Nothing is impossible for you. You love us. You have good plans for us. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
All right, friends, we'll go and make it an awesome date night. Wouldn't it be cool if you fill in the blank? We'll talk to you next week.